Let's not hold up Mark Unum any longer. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Mark.
Good to talk to you, mate. I know Ray wrote about it yesterday in the lift out, but the spring horses, they're sort of back in now and preparing.
Yeah, they're all back in now. Look, you never have much downtime in this industry, so, you know, they don't get a big break now. But Nikita Jane had a good 6 weeks off, and the horses that went to Brisbane really only had 3 weeks. Mm.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. You're four in today. Will they all run at this stage?
Yeah, no, we're all running.
Okay. The Enzo's an interesting runner, Mark. We haven't seen much of him since he won the Inglis Nursery as a two-year-old last season. Had one run in the spring. He's obviously had some injury issues.
Oh, he's had a couple of false starts there, Ray. Yeah. Pretty much of his own doing. He just got unmanageable as a colt and ended up injuring himself. He got away one morning and fell over on the bitumen and did himself a few injuries. But during that time of convalescence, we gelded him and he's back now and he's a lot more manageable.
Right, a couple of soft trials going in, and to be fair, probably 1100 metres might be a fraction short given the long layoff.
Yeah, and look, he took till 1200 as a 2 year old to win. Mm-hmm. He started before he won the Inglis Classic there. He ran second to Sandbar at Canterbury over 1200.
Yes.
Yeah. And look, it took him all day to win the race at Warwick Farm over 1200. So, look, to me, looks a sort of 7 furlong mile horse. But one thing I'd say, he has come back a bit more switched on with the gelding. You know, he was flopping out the back in his race as a colt and lacked a bit of concentration. But look, whatever he does today, I'd expect he'll improve quite a bit.
Fair enough. Mark, race four, Sweet Victory. Last start on the quick backup. She drew wide, never on the track. Just best to forget that run and give her another chance this afternoon, particularly from the soft draw?
Yeah, I think so. Look, her first two runs back were both very good. She's drawn well, small field. I'd say Tim can probably, you know, use his options from that gate as to where he is, but I'd expect that, you know, he'll take up a pretty forward position and she'll be hard to hold out.
Yeah, and the heavy track, no issue with her, Mark?
No, look, she handles wet ground. I've trouble with her in the summer on hard tracks, so I prefer to have her on some soft ground.
Fair enough. Invictus Salute, this filly, she's just so consistent, tries very hard. Last start, drew the wide barrier. You did go back on her. Similar scenario this afternoon, Mark. Will you employ the same sort of tactics? She hit the line hard that day to run second.
Yeah, look, I hope she wouldn't get as far back today, but it'll just be up to Christian and the pace of the race. Royal Witness is drawn just inside her. You know, I'd like her a couple of lengths off the lead, but probably not back where she was the other day. Look, circumstances where she ended up the other day, I thought her run was very good. Mm. She found the line. She's not just one-dimensional where she's, you know, jump and run. So, look, you know, depending on how she jumps and what happens in the first furlong, I'll be sort of left it to Christian, you know. But unfortunately, she goes up in a similar type of race. She goes up 3 kilos because of Miss Robbie's 2 kilo claim and she got penalised 1 kilo for running second. Mm. So, you know, she's having to carry a bit more weight, but can't fold her condition and the way she's trained on.
I was going to ask, Mark, she's had a longish prep, but she seems to be going better and better every run.
Oh, she's thriving. You know, I had a good look at her yesterday afternoon when she went for a swim. And if anything, she's probably put on a couple of kilos. So I weigh my horses every Monday. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, look, her race weight on Monday was exactly what was the start before. And she's holding that weight now. So, you know, while she's in this sort of form, we might as well keep her going.
Yeah, no, she's going great. As is Aim for Perfection in the last, she was unbeaten going to Canterbury last start. Drew an awkward gate. Did she miss the start slightly, Mark? Is that the reason she got out the back there? Or?
Yeah, we were hoping to be forward on her. Yeah. But she's raced a little bit differently at each run. A first start, she sort of sat midfield. A second start, she flew the gates and sat outside the lead. And the other day, she didn't begin great. She didn't muster. And as I've tried to sort of instill in Robbie, you know, if they don't jump well, I'd rather them go back than be wide. Mm-hmm. But it was just a day at Canterbury where it was a really fence-dominated day, and she was back and wide and having to make ground. So I thought her run was pretty good. And I just thought the better option was to get her back on a big track, even though she's going up in grade. Her two wins were both at Newcastle. So I just thought, well, she's better to come to Randwick, go up to 1,400 and drop in weight. Mm. And, you know, she's trained on really well. So I thought she was probably, you know, the best chance of mine today.
Yeah, I guess that's the key, isn't it, too, Mark? Look at that Canterbury run. She meets Miss Deed, the winner, worse at the weights. But Miss Deed did have a great Blake Shin ride close to the fence. And your filly was out wide, having to make a long run circling the field. So given better luck in running today, even with the weight turnaround in Miss Deed's favour, you're still pretty confident about aim for perfection?
Yeah, I think she's quite a promising filly. Mm. And, you know, like I said, that day at Canterbury, it was really leaders or, you know, or horses that sat on the fence all race that won. So, you know, for her to make up ground out wide in what was, you know, the slower part of the track, I thought her run was full of merit.
Yeah, no, she's a great chance in the last. Some strong chances this afternoon. Got the home track advantage today, Mark. Very best of luck.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks, mate.
Hey, Mark, just before you go, I'm trying to think, was it Shadow Hero that had, or is it another two rising three-year-old that I can't wait to see again? Only had that one run.
No, Shadow Hero had three.
Yeah. Was there another
Brisbane,
one?
Andrew? Yeah, went to Brisbane.
I've got that. Is there another of those lightly raced two-year-olds that I'm thinking of that
Deep
I... Deep Sea, that's the one.
And then yep. He ran second in a listed race in Queensland, and then Splintex, he won two there. So I'm not sure which one you're thinking of, but I'm pleased
Deep
there's
sea.
A few of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Deep Sea's the one because you went up there, but you decided at that stage, let's stop the prep and prepare.
Yeah, well, he's back in work now. I had a ride on him this morning, actually. I'm happy with the way he's coming up. I'm hopeful of having him ready for the Rosebud, 1100 listed at Rose Hill, which will be a lead into the San Domenico. So that's the path we're taking with him.
And, Mark, just quickly, all Nikita right. Jane, the path you may take with her in the spring?
Yeah, look, it'll be most likely first up in the show county. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be either one or two more runs into the Epsom. She could possibly run in the George Main, depending on how well she's going. But if I think she's up to, you know, running at weight for age over a mile, I'll do that. But the Epsom's her first goal. And then we can assess after that whether she stays in Sydney and goes to the Golden Eagle. Mm-hmm. She only gets one chance to run in that, being a four-year-old. And, look, if we decide... to go otherwise, we'll go to Melbourne with her, and she could possibly run in the mire down there over a mile. So nice to have some nice horses and plenty of options for them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate. Well, good luck today with the four of them.
Great. Thanks very much.